So we catch up with Warren Huntley to go through this meeting this afternoon. How are you, Warren?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks, Mark.
We got the nine races for decision. How did you find the form?
Yeah, I think it's a very competitive program. I found the closing to the program probably more tougher than the start, and the maidens, again, are all pretty strong, and let's hope we get a bit deeper into the program than we did yesterday.
Okay, well, let's have a look at let's have a look at race one. A three-year-old maiden over 1,000, and you can take out number five. The main ones here, we've got a few first starters that kick their careers off, and they are solid. Number one, Alighieri's, one of them at 750. Three, Eluded at 650. Then we're down to number six, South Arbor, at seven. Admiral Michelle is the favourite, though, who has raced, is resuming two at $2.80. Riverina Romance at $4.
Craig Williams back in the saddle too today and getting there for the one ride on Admiral Michelle. I thought Riverina Romance went terrific. First up for the Hayes and Davenny Yard, relatively recent addition to the stable. Did a bit of work, but battled on bravely at Mornington, so had some experience at the track. Gets the blinkers off and the winkers on. Bit of a familiar switch of the headgear for the Hayes Davenny operation. I'm going to go with number nine, ahead of seven, Admiral Michelle, whose two runs to date, there's been merit, particularly the debut performance at Cranbourne, riding the speed and just grabbed why wanted Diva and then spelled after finishing behind that horse again at Moonee Valley. Haven't seen an official trial leading into it, but the debut run was good, so can be effective first up. Of the debutants, I think the recent jump-outs of number three, Eluded, at Flemington for the Alan Zara camp have been very good. I'm including it. And I also think the jump-outs of number eight, Monumental Lady, have been good for Chubba Coombs. I think probably worth including in trifectas and first fours from a reasonably favourable draw on the home track. Looks to go quite nicely and might be over the odds. Learn a bit about it out of the first. Put them in 9, 7, 3 and 8.
So we go 9, 7, 3 and 8 in race one. Look, the second event, here we've got the three, Gowdy, who's at 550. The horse above it, the first starter for Mike Maroney, is also prominent there. Two, Dilemma Fish at 550. We've got a first starter for Robert Smurden in Nature Strip, the five at $2.30. Emma Striker, who's set to resume, is at $3.40.
Gee, the jump out of Nature Strip really didn't get much of a guide there. Looked to have a bit to offer, but not really asked. And a big day for Michael Poy, having his first day in the saddle. But, gee, I like the most recent jump out of seven, Emma Striker. Nardza looked was really strong to the line at Mornington and has got that little bit of race experience. And the debut run at Mornington was good. She's resuming here, and I'm going to go with seven. Head of three, Gowdy. I think the jump outs recently have been very good. Looks ready to go to the races and run well. Looks to have a bit of tactical speed and a bit of strength to him. Nature Strip, as I said in the jump out that I've seen, the most recent one, wasn't really let go, but looked to have a bit to offer. And I think the Aquanita team would be very careful in picking the first race day appearance for Michael Poy, so I'm wary there, and the market's respecting. And two, Dilemma Fish has jumped out okay for the Moroney stable. 7, 3, 5, 2.
So we go 7, 3, 5, and 2 in the second. The third race today, Warren, is a 1,200 metre three-year-old filly's maiden, and here the scratchings are runners 8, 10 and also number 12. We've got number 2, Daisley, is at 9, Living Doll, who's had a few tries now at $4. Mirza Miss, who's also a first starter at $9.50, Milex at $7.50, Platinum Angel, Darren Weir, Damien Oliver combining here, the horse was placed first up at $2.30 favourite. Procedural is at $7.
Keen on Platinum Angel. Nard's pretty well found now in the market, but her debut run was good at Sandown in a fast race, and then she was working but stuck on really well after covering a bit of ground first up. Drawn to get a better run today, fitter with that run under the belt. Keen on six, ahead of seven, Procedural, who rode the speed and really fought on bravely and grabbed by a smart horse from the Godolphin operation first up. Will be fitter with that run under the belt. Second up, that was, so even fitter than I was mentioning. Back from a tougher race, Living Doll can improve. A lot of things went wrong last start, the previous runs. The performances in maiden grade have been solid. And five, Milex, I thought was pretty good first up, also gets Callow. 6, 7, 3, 5
in the third. Race four, this is over 1,200 metres a maiden. You can take out the two. We've got number one, Shoebackart at 460. Down to Husson Park at 330. Miazza's at 7. Mojo's at $5. And then you're looking at Royal Zephyr, who's at $5.50.
I'm happy to play a little bit each way here at Royal Zephyr at the 5.50. You mentioned Dernard's number 11, got the blinkers on first up here, had jump outs and trials to get ready to get back to the races, and particularly the most recent trial wasn't really tested, but as I said, it's got the blinkers on here and only been at the races once, and not a lot went right there, but she looks to be coming to hand well and may well have improved during the break. 11 Royal Zephyr for me each way, ahead of 9 Mojo's, who just had no luck at all first up. That could easily be a one on the board there and be out of maiden grade. So going to need that little bit of luck perhaps to get clear galloping room from an inside draw, but it was a good first up run. Huston Park's got a chance, certainly had a few chances, gets the blinkers and the tongue tie on and the nose roll off, and hard and fit now. So a few variables in play, but I thought was short enough in the market, and 3 skipped down my next best for me. 11 each way, ahead of 9, 6 and 3.
So 11 from 9, 6 and 3 in race 4. We look at the 5th. This is a Fillies and Mares maiden over the 1500, and you can take out runners 1, 2, 10 and also number 11. We've got number 3, Caster, at $7. Then you're down to C, Spring at 7. Selenite is at 5. Second Thought, who has had one run back this campaign and was a runner-up at $3.50 favourite. And then you're down to Princess Mia for Waterhouse and Bot at $6.
Two of the horses coming through the same race are drawn out wider, so they might need a little bit of luck. But gee, Second Thought, number 12, was very strong to the line last start. The 1,500 metres here looks ideal. The winkers go on, might just be another bit of a plus and fitter for that run that was first up, as you mentioned. With 12, ahead of 8 C Spring, who's probably close to peak fitness now. I thought that run last start at Bendigo was pretty good behind Temple Bell, was just working home nicely, and I think now from an inside draw might settle a bit closer and just be able to blend into the race at the right time, be strong late. Selenite comes through the same race as my top selection, Second Thought, and rode the speed there, just not too sure how much work will have to be done early here. And although behind the place getters, was just starting to warm up late, number 15, Princess Mia, over 1,300 metres at Geelong last start on the synthetic track, definitely suited getting up a bit in trip. 12, 8, 9, 15.
This is winners on RSN 927. We are previewing the meeting at Bornington today with Warren Huntley, and we're up to race 6, which is the opening leg of the quaddie today, and in this 2,450 metre race, you can take out runners 11 and 12. We've got number 2, Chiron Warrior at 4.20, Corruptions at 4.40, Hot Power 5.50, Zoffany Rose at 6, Zvotsky at $6.
Number of these horses have been crossing paths quite a bit in recent time, Nardsy. The mile and a half benchmark 58s, they're difficult to sort out, and he's not a regular winner, and he's a 10-year-old, but I think it might set up quite nicely for number 5, Hot Power. I think as he's got older, he's even as comfortable on dry ground as he is on rain-affected ground. He was solid enough last start at Maui, and I think he's actually suited coming back in trip of that group from the 2,800 last start, but just over the 2,400 here. So without a lot of confidence, I'm with 5, Hot Power, ahead of 8, Vysotsky, who comes through the same race and didn't have a lot of luck at a crucial stage. He's a multiple winner here on his home track. He's doesn't have a dynamic turn of foot, but Michael Walker will probably get rolling on him a fair way out, and he can possibly outgrind them. The horse that does have a turn of foot relative to the opposition here can be number 7, Zoffany Rose. Jess Eaton knows her well, and another one who just held up for that one run. She can actually sprint later better than most horses in this race. And 3, Corruption, was able to win that race at Maui, but I think a bit of a sting out of the ground there in the 2,800 metres certainly played in his favour to get his second win on the board. He was just too tough for him there, but if it does become a race of attrition, he's in the mix again. 5, 8, 7, 3.
So we go 5, 8, 7 and 3 in race 6. 7th event is a Fillies and Mares race, a 64 over 1,000, and you can take out runners 1, 3, 4 and also the 11. We've got number 5, Mighty Moshe at $5.50, Villa Rossa at $4.20, 6, 4, Conductress, Maria Elisa is at $4.40, Smug Satisfaction at $5.50, and Bonnie is a $4.80 chance.
Wasn't sure if I was doing a speed map or drawing a picture of the charge of the Light Brigade here, Nard, but I was trying to sort out how this race was going to be run. There's a lot of horses here with speed, and difficult to know which ones are going to have the flexibility to perhaps just come out of it a bit, which might be the right option. I've ended up settling on Maria Elisa. She's had some throat surgery going into her second preparation. She jumped out nicely going into it. She comes to a strong race down the straight at Flemington last start. And I just think with that run under her belt, really good speed drawn inside her, she might just be able to tuck into a spot off the speed with a bit of cover. But without a lot of confidence and with a race of high pressure, I've gone with 8, Maria Elisa. Villa Rosa, I thought, was a little bit plain first up, but covered a bit of ground, good speed around her, might just allow her to get a spot just behind the speed and finish off. She's certainly got talent. Bonnie is one of the speed horses, but Linda Meach rode her very well to get the maiden out of the way first run for the McAvoy stable last start. She seems to have that nice cruising speed, and gee, Mighty Moshe ran very good time on debut, winning at Terang, and then was spelled after the next run, and she could be one of the faster horses in the race with a claim from an inside draw. 8, 6, 10 and 5.
So we go 8, 6, 10 and 5 in the 7th. The 8th race is a 58 over 1500, and you can take that runners 8 and 9. We've got number 4, Itchy Knee at 460, down to Tavern of Blue at 850, Elegantly Wasted 440, and then you're down to Run the Paradise, who's a 460 chance.
Run to Paradise gets the blinkers on. There's been a few options for her to have her next start after a pretty good performance, just narrowly missing behind Hula Star, synthetic track at Pakenham last start. I'm buoyed by the fact that the blinkers go on and there's been a few options for Mick Kent and Connections to target the next run for Run to Paradise, and they come here. Going to go with her ahead of Eloquent Wasted, who might get control of this race. Fitter for riding the speed second up. Linda Meach riding and riding the speed. Could be hard to run down. Itchy Knee was also an improved performance second up, and Fitter from a good draw. They're the key runners for me. 12 ahead of 6 and 4. Next best 3, Eagle Spirit. 12, 6, 4, 3.
So we go 12, 6, 4 and 3 in race 8. Race 9, the last, is a 58 over 1200. Take out runners 4, 5, 7 and the 15. We've got number 1, Magna Spirit at 5, down to Carfu at 310. 850 for the 9, Gortengau. Savvy Bells at 7. Foxling, a $6 chance.
A few of these right up in the weights, taking the opportunity to take 3 and 4 kilos off with claims for apprentice riders. And I ended up going with Magna Spree, who I thought was pretty good last start at Ballarat after riding the speed and just being no match late over the 1,000 metres. But fitter for that run, and with the claim here from an inside draw, could be able to settle just behind the speed. He's got a good second up record, and what he's got is a really good bit of strength about him. When he's in for a fight, he really does keep giving, and the blinkers come off and the winkers go on with one again on each way basis. I'm forgiving of Foxling's run last start. There's been pretty good support for Foxling since she graduated from maiden grade, and she did a bit of work last start, and she had to do some ducking and weaving the start before, and she won the maiden well the start before that. So I'm thinking that she's holding together well and giving her a chance. Inkulu's the other one getting Callow aboard, I think, can run well getting fitter. And Kafu's got a chance, just thought on initial prices was under the odds. 1, 11, 6 and 2.
So we go 1, 11, 6 and 2 in race 9, the last. What about a best roughy quaddy in your play of the day, Warren?
Race 3, number 6, Platinum Angel, my best nards. And race 6, number 11, Royal Zephyr, one of those that I think you can back each way, as well as race 9, number 1, Magnus Spirit. For the quaddy, first leg 3, 5, 7, 8 and 9. Second leg 5, 6, 8 and 10. Third leg 4, 6 and 12. And home with numbers 1, 2, 6 and 11. I'm going to play some running doubles through races 2 and 3 as the play of the day. First leg numbers 2, 3 and 7. And the second leg numbers 6 and 7.
Wonderful, Warren. We'll talk later in the show about track work from Flemington this morning. Catch up soon.
Look forward to it, Nats.
There's Warren Huntley with his preview of the meeting today from Mornington. Warren will join us just after 10 past 11 with a report from Trackwork.